Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, relieves pain, distress, and then
good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Auntie
Dot. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's just you guys and us over here. We'll give another minute before we start reading. Alrighty. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
We're going to go ahead and get started listening to First Chronicles 1. We started at 3, right? Or is it
yes,
Chronicles
3? Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. One second. Okay, Lucky Don, is he going to play it for us this evening?
Okay.
All righty.
Now these were the sons of David, which were born unto him in Hebron, the firstborn, Amnon, of Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second, Daniel, of Abigail, the Carmelitess, the third, Absalom, the son of Ma'achah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adoniah, the son of Hagit, the fifth, Shephtiah, of Abital, the sixth, Itream, by Eglah, his wife. These six were born unto him in Hebron, and there he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shimeah, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, four, of Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel, Ibhar also, and Elishama, and Eliphelet, and Nogah, and Nepheg, and Yafiah, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphelet, nine. These were all the sons of David, beside the sons of the concubines, and Tamar, his sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Abiah, his son, Asa, his son, Jehoshaphat, his son, Joram, his son, Ahaziah, his son, Joash, his son, Amaziah, his son, Azariah, his son, Jotham, his son, Ahaz, his son, Hezekiah, his son, Manasseh, his son, Amon, his son, Josiah, his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn, Johanan, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shalom. And the sons of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah, his son, Zedekiah, his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, Asir, Salatiel, his son, Malchiram also, and Pedaiah, and Shenazar, Jekamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. And the sons of Pedaiah Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, and Shelomit, their sister, and Hashubah, and Ohel, and Berechiah, and Hasadiah, Yushabesed, five, and the sons of Hananiah, Pelatiah, and Yesayah, the sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, the sons of Shechaniah, and the sons of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hapush, and Igeal, and Bariah, and Neariah, and Shaphat, six, and the sons of Neariah, Elioenai, and Hezekiah, and Atrikam, three, and the sons of Elioenai were Hodiah, and Eliashib, and Pelaiah, and Akub, and Yohanan, and Dalaiah, and Anani, seven.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I used to listen to these names call and say, why are they saying all these names? But I'm learning. You need no illusion to
know,
to know where you're going. So it makes a lot more sense these days.
Yeah, the name is something else.
Yes, yes.
How did you get those names back in that day?
I know. Some people are going back to these days. It's beautiful. Amen. Thank you for playing First Chronicle 3-4 of Auntie Dot. And we're going to go ahead and get started with that program. We didn't have any more people to join, but I am going to do a roll call.
Yeah.
We have Auntie Dot, we can hear you. We have Auntie Carrie, we have Auntie Betty, we have Auntie Dot, we have Deacon Lowe, we have Mother May. Sister Donna, and also myself, I'm joining the call today. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Righty. Welcome to Mellow Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. As always, we are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We have our opening prayer led by Auntie Betty this evening. If you would go ahead and start us off, Auntie.
Let us pray. Oh, Father, our Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We come giving glory and praises to your holy name. Father, we want to thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for what you have done and what you still do. Thank you, Father, that we have a high priest, someone to take care of us, Father, for loving us so much that you sent your daughter's son, Jesus. And we thank Jesus for sharing his blood on Calvary Cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Father, for all knowing, all seeing, and all hearing. And thank you for all that you do for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful opening prayer, Auntie Betty. And our first worship song this evening will be You Deserve It.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place. My hallelujah belongs to you.
so Lord, my hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Say it, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Oh, my hallelujah. Yeah. Let me simply say, you deserve it. Real simple sentence. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah. All of the glory is yours. Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I hold you, Lord, is belong to you. Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord. All of the glory, Lord. All of the glory. Everybody lift your hands right here and say, glory, glory, from the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say, from the depths of my heart, Lord, I say, you deserve it, Lord, from the tears rolling down my face.
I'm going to stop it at 4 minutes, but it got so good, and I said, I can't stop the Holy Spirit. I'm going to let it keep rolling. Amen, amen. Well, let's go ahead and get into our program and listen to some good words that everyone is willing to hear this evening. If you don't have anything to say, just say pass as we get next, if I call out your name. Let's start off with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us today?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 1.
Blessed is the man which, well, let me start off. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff from which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing Psalm 1 with us, Auntie Sherry. And next I have Deacon Lay.
I also be coming out the book of Psalms, Psalms 119, verses 81 through 88. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All of your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precept. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey your stature of your mouth. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. You were out of Psalm 119.
I'm coming out of 2 Corinthians 1:3-22. And it said, the serpent is, the answer is yes. Isn't it wonderful to know that we serve a God who promised our truth? The experience of my life have taught me that I can depend on God. I can trust him to the faithfulness in all that he has promised. God promised to provide for all of my needs, and in this promise, he had never failed. Yet I have often failed him by being disobedient to his word, allowing mm-hmm. doubt and fear to enter into mm-hmm. my
mm-hmm.
enter into my consciousness, or creating idol of my own design by attendance has wonderful from God will. Purpose and intention for my life. But in spite of all of this, God continued to provide for all of my needs, carefully seeing to each and every concern. God had promised us to always be there. He assured us that we are never alone. He is there to comfort us in the difficult of life. Through sickness and pain, heartache and discouragement, even when we turn our way from him, God is right there waiting patiently for us to turn back to the one who is able to heal, save and deliver us. It is truly a tragedy that in spite of knowing the evil present God, men and women still become distraught and discouraged, not recognize that there is one who always cares, who understands, and who loves us even when we feel that we are unlovable. God has the promise to bless. God has also promised to bless us. As Paul tells us in Jesus, every one of God's promise is a yes. We need not worry whether or not it is God's will to bless us, for in Jesus Christ the answer is always yes. Yes, God wants us to be whole. Yes, God wants us to have peace. Yes, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, God wants us to have life and to have it abundantly. If this encouragement in your life or any question about God's will concern yourself, the answer today is Jesus' name is yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for that. Second Corinthians, Mother. Amen, amen. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of 1 John, chapter 5. It says, whosoever believe that Jesus Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him, that begotten loveth him also, that is begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? This is he that come by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because of the Spirit is true. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which we have testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Auntie Betty, out of 1 John 5. Amen. Donna, would you like to share any words with us? All righty. And then next I have Auntie Dodd. Do you have any questions with us this
evening? Yes, I'm coming from Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42. If anyone who welcome you, welcome me. And anyone who welcome me, welcome the one who sent me. Whoever welcome a prophet, as a prophet, will receive a proper reward. And whoever work on a righteous person, as a righteous person will receive, a righteous person will receive a reward. Anyone give even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you that people, that person will certainly not lose their reward. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Lucy, for that reading out of Matthew 10. Alrighty. Next, we will go into our sick and shut-in prayer. But before we do that, I would like to ask for a moment of silence in celebration of the life of Auntie Janet Williams. As we all know, she passed this week of a brain aneurysm that was the contributor to her death. She was a member of our call, at one time very faithful, but I know she's been battling with sickness within this year. So we just want to lift her up in prayer, but just a moment of silence. Amen, amen. Thank you, everyone. Before we do the prayer for the sick and shut in, is there anyone we want to add to the list or remove from the list? Okay, well, go ahead and bow your heads in prayer. Father God, we lift up all those, including our immediate family and friends, who are facing illness today. Just to name a few, Auntie Marie, Donna Smith, Mother May, Rochelle Tompkins, Oliver Nellum, Loretta Simmons, Auntie Dot, Carrie and Willie Cody, Brenda Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Joseph, Caroline, Brian and Asia Tompkins, and just to lift up all our youth that are dealing with, you know, stressful issues in this day and this time. Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, the Lowe family, including Marianne Lowe, Mary Lowe, and Hubert Lowe, the family of Auntie Janet Williams as they grieve her loss. Erica, Jessica, and Robert Thompson as they continue to grieve the loss of their mother. Sister Jackie and Auntie Martha, and also Kenneth Jacob. Loving Father, just going to read the Psalm 28:7 that says, the Lord is our strength and our shield. Our heart trusts in him, and he helps us. Our heart leaps for joy, and with our song we praise him. So in prayer, Lord, you are our strength and our shield. You are our protector, our warrior, who goes before us and behind us. We know we must learn to release our fears, our doubts, and trust you. Trust you to fight the battles only you can fight. It's only by trusting you, Lord, by turning our heart towards you, Lord, and believing the promises of your word that we can find joy again. Father God, show us your faithfulness. Show us your goodness and grace. Show us your unmatched and unconditional love. Just wrap your arms around us, Father, and smother us with your peace so we can experience your joy, so we can praise you with song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
All righty. Recreate this verse for this, and I'm going to try to find what we got today.
Thank you.
This is mine. July 2nd through the 8th, correct? So I have... I have Frank on July the 6th, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And I have Jeremy on July 7th.
About 17th.
Oh, he's 17? Oh, let me get that right then. Okay. I have Isaiah No, those two on the ninth. That one's on the ninth. Oh, this was Jeremy Lewis, auntie. I got your Jeremy on the 17th. This is a different Jeremy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, those are all the birthdays that I show. Are there any other birthdays we would like to recognize before we go into the birthday song? All righty. I show Mother Maine. You sure? I wouldn't hear. I didn't hear it. Okay, I'll let you slide. That goes to Auntie Betty.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday and many, many more. Love you. Happy birthday.
Amen. 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 Okay, well, let's go ahead and get through our second round where we have an opportunity to share our testimony, forms, or songs, or a praise report, or you can do more verses if you would like to continue to share. I would like to start off with Vicolo.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 18 to 22, chapter 9, 1 through 6. Oh, my comforter in sorrow, my heart is faint within me. Listen to the cry of my people. From a land far away. Is the Lord not in Zion? Is the king no longer there? Why have they provoked me to anger with their images, with their worthless foreign idols? The harvest is past. The summer has ended, and we are not saved. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head was a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Beware of your friends. Do not trust your brothers. For every brother is a deceiver, and every friend is slander. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongue to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me, declares the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Next, we have Auntie
Carrie. Good. Pass. All righty. Auntie Josh, do you have any forum phrase before you'd like to hear what this is?
Yes, I'm going to do the text, listen to the flag for the 4th of July. Oh. And please listen to the Tristan flag, both of them. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior of whom kingdom is stand. One Savior, crucified, risen, and come again with life and liberty to all who believe. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that unto God. Beautiful. Yes, I Auntie Betty.
I passed. I guess you said Auntie Betty.
Okay, yes, I did say Auntie Betty. Okay, Sister Donna.
Okay.
Okay, Mother May.
I'm just going to say a prayer. Jesus said, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you love one another. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother, for sharing. Thank you so much. I will share just a little prayer from my little, the power of praying for our adult children from Stormy O'Martin, Martian. And it's about praying for our adult children for their understanding of God's purpose for their lives. Lord, show us how to pray specifically for our adult children's purpose, direction, and calling. Give them insight and revelation. Help us to encourage them and give helpful input without being judgmental or overbearing. Where the answer seems to be a long time in coming, help us not to lose heart. Keep us strong in prayer until your purpose has been fulfilled in their lives. Help us to hear your voice. Well, help them to hear your voice so they have a word in their heart from you. Let it become a springboard propelling them in the right direction. Father God, give them a strong sense of direction and purpose that transcends all fear, hesitation, laziness.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our call, our round table, second time around. What we will do next is assign parts for next week. We have First Chronicles 4 reading. Do I have a volunteer for that?
I'll do it.
Happy care?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Happy Care. I have the
What'd
open
you
say? Any volunteers for the open prayer? Please hello. All righty. How about the closing prayer? Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Alrighty, I will fill us in on that one. Okay. I will go ahead and do my next worship song. It's called "This Is the Moon," and "Great Are You, Lord."
Thank you.
Come to you, thanking you for another day, thanking you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your grace that you have shown upon us. Lord, we let us continue to love everyone. Lord, just give us the grace that we need, that we can serve you and you only. And Lord, bless the people for this holiday weekend. And Lord, let a lot of understanding come in. And Jesus, we just praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, thank everyone for participating tonight. And again, I hope you have a very safe and enjoyable 4th of July with family and friends, and lots of love. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good night.